Given me so long ago, 1863, I was shown that intemperance would prevail in the world to an alarming extent, and that every one of the people of God must take an elevated stand in regard to reformation in habits and practices. The Lord presented a general plan before me. I was shown that God would give to His commandment-keeping people a reformed diet, and that as they received this, 482 their disease and suffering would be greatly lessened. I was shown that this work would progress, to steadily progress toward the ideal diet -651, a caution against advancing to fast -803, CD 481.6, a personal acceptance of the message MS 50, 1904-3. I accepted the light on health reform as it came to me. It has been a great blessing to me. I have better health today, notwithstanding I am 76 years old, than I had in my younger days. I thank God for the principles of health reform. CD 482.1. After 1 year's trial benefits received 1864 SP. Gifts ID 153-154-4. I had thought for years that I was dependent upon a meat diet for strength. I had eaten 3 meals a day until within a few months. It has been very difficult for me to go from one meal to another without suffering from faintness at the stomach, and dizziness of the head. Eating would remove these feelings. I seldom allowed myself to eat anything between my regular meals, and it had made it a practice to often retire without supper. But I have suffered greatly for want of food from breakfast to dinner, and I frequently fainted. Eating meat removed for the time these faint feelings. I therefore decided that meat was indispensable in my case. CD 482.2. But since the Lord presented before me, in June, 1863, the subject of meat eating in relation to health, I have left the use of meat. For a while it was rather difficult to bring my appetite to bread, for which, formerly, I had but little relish. But by persevering, I had been able to do this. I had lived for nearly 1 year without meat. For about 6 months most of the bread upon our table had been unleavened cakes, made of unbolted wheat meal and water, and a very little salt. We use fruits and vegetables liberally. I had lived for 8 months upon 2 meals a day. CD 482.3. I have applied myself to writing the most of the time for about a year. For 8 months have been confined closely to writing. My brain has been constantly taxed, and I have 483 had but little exercise. Yet my health has never been better than for the past 6 months. My former faint and dizzy feelings have left me. I have been troubled every spring with loss of appetite. The last spring I had no trouble in this respect. CD 482.4. Our plain food, eaten twice a day, is enjoyed with a keen relish. We had no meat, cake, or any rich food upon our table. We use no lard, but in its place, milk, cream, and some butter. We had our food prepared with but little salt, and it had dispensed with spices of all kinds. We breakfast at 7, and take our dinner at 1. It is seldom I have a faint feeling. My appetite is satisfied. My food is eaten with a greater relish than ever before. Some salt essential to blood -571, 570 to CD 483.1. The battle for victory 1870 to T 371, 370 to 5. I have not changed my course a particle since I adopted the health reform. I have not taken one step back since the light from heaven upon this subject first shone upon my pathway. I broke away from everything at once, from meat and butter, and from 3 meals, and that while engaged in exhaustive brain labor, writing from early morning till sundown. I came down to 2 meals a day without changing my labor. CD 483.2. I had been a great sufferer from disease, having had 5 shocks of paralysis. I had been with my left arm down to my side for months, because the pain in my heart was so great. When making these changes in my diet, I refused to yield to taste, and let that govern me. Shall that stand in the way of my securing greater strength, that I may therewith glorify my Lord? Shall that stand in my way for a moment? Never. CD 483.3. I suffered keen hunger, I was a great meat eater. But when faint, I placed my arms across my stomach, and said, I will not taste a morsel. I will eat simple food, or I will not eat at all. Bread was distasteful to me. I could seldom eat a piece as large as a dollar. Some things in the reform I could get along with very well, but when I came to the bread, I was especially set against it. When I made these 484 changes, I had a special battle to fight. The first two or three meals, I could not eat. I said to my stomach, you may wait until you can eat bread. In a little while I could eat bread, and grain bread, too. This I could not eat before, but now it tastes good, and I have had no loss of appetite. CD 483.4 acted on principle when writing Spiritual Gifts, Volumes II and IV 1863-64, I would become exhausted by excessive labor. I then saw that I must change my course of life, and by resting a few days I came out all right again. I left off these things from principle. I took my stand on health reform from principle, and since that time, brethren, you have not heard me advance an extreme view of health reform that I have had to take back. I have advanced nothing but what I stand to today. I recommend to you a healthful, nourishing diet. CD 484.1. I do not regard it a great privation to discontinue the use of those things which leave a bad smell in the breath and a bad taste in the mouth. Is it self-denial to leave these things, and get into a condition where everything is as sweet as honey, where no bad taste is left in the mouth, and no feeling of goneness in the stomach? These I used to have much of the time. I have fainted away with my child in my arms again and again. I have none of this now, and shall I call this a privation, when I can stand before you as I do this day? There is not one woman in 100 that could endure the amount of labor that I do. I moved out from principle, not from impulse. I moved because I believed heaven would approve of the course I was taking to bring myself into the very best condition of health, that I might glorify God in my body and spirit, which are His. CD 484.2. A Battle Against the Vinegar Habit. Letter 70, 1911-6. I had just read your letter. You seem to have an earnest desire to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I encourage you to do this. I counsel you to discard everything that would cause you to do halfway work in 485 seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Put away every indulgence that would hinder you in the work of overcoming. Ask for the prayers of those who can comprehend your need of help. CD 484.3. There was a time when I was in a situation similar in some respects to yours. I had indulged a desire for vinegar, but I resolved with the help of God to overcome this appetite. I fought the temptation, determined not to be mastered by this habit. CD 485.1. For weeks I was very sick, but I kept saying over and over, the Lord knows all about it. If I die, I die, but I will not yield to this desire. The struggle continued, and I was sorely afflicted for many weeks. All thought that it was impossible for me to live. You may be sure we sought the Lord very earnestly. The most fervent prayers were offered for my recovery. I continued to resist the desire for vinegar, and at last I conquered. Now I had no inclination to taste anything of the kind. This experience has been of great value to me in many ways. I obtained a complete victory. CD 485.2. I relate this experience to you for your help and encouragement. I have faith, my sister, that you can come through this trial, and reveal that God is the helper of His children in every time of need. If you determine to conquer this habit, and will fight it perseveringly, you can obtain an experience of the highest value. When you set your will resolutely to break off this indulgence, you will have the help you need from God. Try it, my sister. CD 485.3. As long as you acknowledge this habit by indulging it, Satan will retain his hold on your will, and bring it into obedience to himself. But if you will determine to overcome, the Lord will heal you, and will give you strength to resist every temptation. Ever remember that Christ is your Savior and Keeper. CD 485.4. A spare, but adequate diet 1870 to T373, 374-7. I eat enough to satisfy the wants of nature, but when I get up from the table, my appetite is just as good as when I sat down, and when the next meal comes, I am ready to 486 take my portion, and no more. Should I eat a double amount now and then because it tastes good, how could I bow down and ask God to help me in my work of writing, when I could not get an idea on account of my gluttony? Could I ask God to take care of that unreasonable load upon my stomach? That would be dishonoring Him. That would be asking to consume upon my lust. Now I eat just what I think is right, and then I can ask Him to give me strength to perform the work that He has given me to do. And I have known that Heaven has heard and answered my prayer, when I have offered this petition. CD 485.5. A well-supplied table 1870 to T487-8. I have a well-set table on all occasions. I make no change for visitors, whether believers or unbelievers. I intend never to be surprised by an unreadiness to entertain at my table from one to half a dozen extra who may chance to come in. I have enough simple, healthful food ready to satisfy hunger and nourish the system. If any want more than this, they are at liberty to find it elsewhere.